After more than 2 years, the vacant chair post at the Adirondack Park Agency is getting filled, with Governor Kathy Hochul tapping John Ernst to lead the organization responsible for regulating the Adirondack Park. To get to know Ernst and to understand what this staffing decision means, we're joined once again by Gwendolyn Craig, the state reporter for the Adirondack Explorer. Welcome back to the show, Gwen.
Thanks for having me.
So what can you tell us about John Lyman Ernst?
So John Ernst is a pretty familiar face in the Adirondack Park. He and his wife own Elk Lake Lodge in Essex County, where they have their second home. He's actually the permanent residence in New York City. He is the president and chairman of a private investment firm in the city, but he's also has a big list of boards that are Adirondack related that he's been involved with for quite some time. He's also serving on an expired board member term at the moment on the Adirondack Park Agency. So he's been serving since 2016, but as an out-of-park board member. There's two out-of-park civilian board members on the APA, but his term expired on June 30th, so Governor Hochul has also put him up for reappointment to the board, which the state Senate will need to complete that appointment when they're back in session.
You mentioned that he's an out-of-park appointee to the Adirondack Park Agency. How do environmental advocates who campaign on behalf of the park feel about having the leader of this agency not come from within the park?
Well, so far we're hearing from different news releases from the Adirondack Council, from the Open Space Institute, and a few others here that they're pleased with Governor Hochul's appointment. We did hear some concern from the Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board that this appointment was made. Jerry Delaney, who is the executive director of that group, said since the agency's inception, there's never been a chair that's from out of the park. That's mostly true except for Karen Feldman, who was the last interim chair, so she wasn't a full appointment. She was also from out of the park, so he's concerned about the precedent that could set, and that, as he said, you know, this is someone who's working and living outside the park has a lot of power now over the people inside the park. So from the Adirondack Council, which is sort of close to these decisions, Willie Janeway said they really appreciate this nomination and they're looking forward to working with Ernst. So we've heard mixed reactions.
How has a lack of a chair impacted the operations of the Adirondack Park Agency for the 2+ years that the seat's been empty?
The lack of a chair sort of is the kind of cherry on top of some other issues. So former Governor Cuomo had finally filled some vacant seats. We still, though, have two people serving on expired terms. We have a board position still vacant that was held last year by Chad Dawson, who is an expert in wildlands monitoring. So we still have some things to do to get the board back up to its full muster here. But this, as a leadership role in the agency, as a role for someone outside of the state agency, representatives on the board as well, like this has been missing. In the last couple of years, we've had the economic development designee, Brad Austin, kind of serving in the chair role, leading the meetings and whatnot. But we've sort of been missing that voice to corral the board members and committees to talk about some of the bigger picture issues. We've had a lot of people from both, you know, the environmental organizations and from the local government representatives all saying, you know, this not having a chair has really hobbled some major picture items that have been on the APA's agenda. They've had a lot to look at with, you know, we've talked to a bunch of different people. Peter Bauer of Protect the Adirondacks had highlighted how, you know, the APA hasn't really tackled anything involving affordable housing, invasive species, or forest preserve, and the use of it with more visitors coming to the park. And then we have climate change initiatives kind of coming to the forefront. We had a panel, because the APA is celebrating its 50th anniversary. We had a panel where Lonnie Ulrich, who is a former chair of the agency, say, you know, we need to be doing, the APA needs to be doing more with the diversity initiative. So there's lots of different issues to tackle, and they seem to have not been able to without that leadership role.
Well, we talked a little bit about John Ernst's background in terms of coming from finance and having served on the board previously and living outside of the park. What does all that add up to, though, in terms of the kind of chair he'll be, and I guess what he'll prioritize and what he means for the future direction of the Adirondack Park Agency and its decisions?
Well, I can't really say exactly what will happen in the future here, but his family has been coming to the Adirondacks for generations. It's noted by several people, including Hochul, that his family donated the first conservation easement in the state, and that was protecting the shoreline of Elk Lake. So that sort of shows some of the priorities of his family and the legacy of that family. He's also served as chair of the Adirondack Council and the Adirondack Foundation. He's been very involved with boards like the Adirondack Nature Conservancy and the Adirondack Land Trust. He definitely has his foot in a bunch of different groups where protecting the Adirondacks means something, but he also has this business side plus the local business side of running the lodge. You know, Bill McKibben, in a talk about the APA, had once said that the Adirondacks is where people and nature are figuring out how to make their living in more or less the same spot. And it's the job of the APA to sort of manage those tensions. So we'll have to see how John Ernst sort of steps into that role and manages those things.
Well, it sounds like, based on his background and what he brings to this job, that he's kind of already balancing a lot of those competing interests internally already and is likely going to be comfortable walking that tightrope.
I think, I mean, I've noticed that since Chad Dawson was a vocal, asked lots of questions on the board during his time on the board, and his experience with land planning was something that John Ernst highlighted as missing on the board. And so he, since Chad has left, has seemed to have tried asking more questions along those lines. And now I'm also curious, because we still obviously need somebody to fill that, like Chad Dawson's spot on the APA board, and that role and who that person is will also kind of determine the way the board starts to sway as well.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with the Adirondack Explorers, Gwen Craig. Gwen, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.